This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, it's that day where it's a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us today and actually going to be doing his own show today. So, Kurt, how are you?
Yes, I am. And it's a special edition of the weather.
It is, for sure, man. What was it, Friday? Was it Friday, 70?
Sunday.
75?
Sunday
was, yeah.
Sunday was 72 or 73. I actually went out Sunday. Man. My wife and I played some golf. Because we knew this was coming, and this is, and tomorrow's going to be even colder than today. It's just a special edition of Colorado weather.
Absolutely.
Here it comes.
And then Friday, I heard we may get
There's more snow coming our way, too. Well, it's okay. We could use a little bit down here. It's not going to hurt us. And I have to ask you about the game. Tell me what you liked about the game.
You know, great game. And you like to see Super Bowls that are close. So, deal. So, and I was kind of torn. First of all, it's hard as a Bronco fan to pull for the Chiefs at any point, you know. But a lot of respect for Andy Reid and the years he's been playing. I mean, years he's been coaching. And, you know, he seems to be well-respected all across the league. So, and, hey, when somebody beats you, I've always heard that's the team that you ought to go ahead and pull for, you know. So, but, yeah, great game. And I showed you before I was texting the afternoon.
How you guessed the points in the game.
And I said it was going to be 31-21 Chiefs earlier in the afternoon. Of course, I'm always good when you're not really betting on something. Well, man, I would never, because I'm telling you, they got it figured out. When they do all this betting stuff, I would never touch that.
But you had to be thinking, okay, they're down by 10.
Oh, yeah. And I thought,
we have eight minutes left of the game.
Sure.
Yeah, that probably didn't look good. But it was a good game. One of the things that I had mentioned to some people at a party was that very few penalties, all of them pretty clean, straight up. Mm-hmm. All the calls seemed to be pretty straight up. You know, if you're a fan of one team or the other, you might not like or like. But when they reviewed them, there was one catch they said wasn't a catch. I thought the officiating that they actually did a pretty good job in that game.
Right, right. And, you know, of course, the Shanahan name here in Denver, kind of pulling for Kyle, too. But as we were saying, he's still young. But you know what? If you look back at the Atlanta game real quick, if you look back at the Atlanta game that they lost a few years ago when he was offensive coordinator, and this game – he's been outscored in the fourth quarter. I think they said like 43, 45 points in the fourth quarter of those two games. So
you have to.
He's been good for three. That's why there's four quarters.
That's why they say it's not how you start. Yep. It's how you finish.
Man, no doubt. And that Mahomes, I mean, good night. Seems like a good kid. But, I mean, man, that guy. And he did not have a great game.
He had to get MVP with his stats was pretty tough.
He did not have a great game.
But them last 7 minutes, you understand why they hire him.
See, that's why I love Tebow here. Now, Tebow couldn't hit this building with a ball throwing. But, man, you think back to those games. Those were fun games.
Yeah, you never knew what was going to happen. When we went into overtime with the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
And the first pass, he throws, it's okay, game's over.
Unbelievable, yeah. But anyway, good game, and congratulations, it's hard to say, to the Chiefs. So hopefully we'll be back. I think the Broncos are 50-1 odds to be in the Super Bowl next year.
You know, those odds might be worth taking.
Yeah, you never know.
Throw $100 out there and see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, that voice you hear, again, is Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, and they have been our mortgage partners for a number of years and the only mortgage company that really we do business with, we endorse, and we promote for you to do business with. But I tell you, there's a lot of choices out there, but you will not find anybody that will work any harder for you, sit down with you, find the right loan for you. And, hey, work hard if there's some things you need to work on before you get your mortgage as far as credit, different things like that. So Kurt and his team will help you, 720-895-0500. So here we are, man, second month of the year.
Yeah, where did January go?
I know, man. Are you surprised at anything over the last few months and where we find ourselves today with rates and all that? Has anything caught you by surprise?
Yeah, truthfully has it. It's completely caught most of us in the industry by surprise. January is normally not a month that you get, it's normally a month you get a break. You get a chance to kind of realign some things, kind of clean out your desk a little bit, get some stuff into order. That's not been the case. This January is as busy as any May or June. It's just crazy. And as I'm sure everybody has seen on radio and on TV, everybody's talking about why now is such a good time to refinance. And you've been hearing this. I've been in the industry a long time, and everybody keeps coming out. Well, now's the time to refinance. And I agree with that. It's always a good time. But there are some specials that pop up at times. Right. And right now, I'm seeing a lot of economists say, if you're looking or thinking about it, now is the right time. And there's several reasons for that. The first reason is rates. I've not seen them down this low for this long in almost ever. It's just amazing. You can actually get a 30-year FHA loan under 3%. I'm talking 2.75, 2.8, somewhere right in there. You can get a 30-year fixed rate loan at that rate. That's an amazing rate with what you can, you're borrowing money at almost nothing. Now, some people talk about that, you know, rates, other countries have dropped their rates to 0%. I don't see that happening here. I don't understand how you make money. The lenders aren't going to make any, but at 2.8, we remember when rates were considerably higher. You look at a conventional loan, you're going to be paying in the low threes. Those are outstanding rates. And I'm not just talking about you have to put 20 or 25% down. I'm talking for doing loan to values at 96.5% or 97%. You can get these kind of rates on these loans.
Wow.
So that's the biggest thing that's driving them. And when if you want to go to a 15, you're going to be somewhere in the mid twos.
How do you, now again, you always got to go about what someone can afford and all that, but man, if there's any way to do a 15, that's the thing to do.
Yeah. And I agree with
cases.
You. There's a lot of conversation about how to do that. If you can handle the 15, the payment's going to be higher, but you're going to pay a lot less interest. You're going to own the home faster. Or if you're going to handle, let's say you have a 30-year and the rate's 2.875, and the rate on a 15 is 2.625. Take the 30, make the payment of the 15. So if you have a tough time, you can let it go. With rates to where they are now, 30 years are acting like 15s. Because all you got to do is make a couple hundred dollars more payment because of the difference. And you can cut that loan from a 30 to a 17 or a 19-year loan real quick. If you have a bad month to where you can't do it, you make the 30-year payment.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a very good point on how they work. If you're currently paying over 3.5, 3.75, you really need to just sit down and talk to somebody to see how much you can save because it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years now. It's pretty amazing the way this works.
And, you know, you can't just look at rate because you said, hey, there are some kind of guidelines you want to look at before you refinance to make sure that it's worth it, right?
Correct. You don't want to pay, $5,000, $8,000 in closing costs to do that. And in most cases, you don't. Let's take, for example, let's say 3 years ago you got a $400,000 loan and your interest rate was 4%. That's a payment of about $1,909, okay? If you convert that loan to a 3.25 and you stay at the same term, now we're not talking about going back to a 30. 3.25 at 27 years, that payment goes down to $1,754. So you're not adding anything to the loan, you're not adding any time to the loan, and you're going to drop your payment $155 a month. In addition to that, you're probably going to skip one, maybe as much as two payments, depending on when you close. How can you pass that up? That's $155 a month. That's, $1,800 a year. That's, in 10 years, that's $20,000, $25,000, just extra money you're giving away.
Right.
What could you do with the $155? Could you pay off your credit card debt? Could you put it in the bank?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a quick, simple change. Takes about 3-4 weeks. Save $155 and move on.
Sure.
Keep $1,900 twice. Keep $3,800 in your pocket. Those things can be done now because of where rates are. And that's if you've had the loan for 3 years. Rates were a little bit higher than that 2 years ago. Rates were around 4.25 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you could save even more money. And I'm talking comparing that to a 4% loan. at 3.25.
Right.
Same money.
Right.
It's just, it really works with what's going on with rates.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about home appreciation, they seem to be still doing well there. But are there certain areas where they're hotter than others? And that's one thing that you and your realtors and all look at, where there's just different areas that are a little bit hotter than others? Or is everything pretty even across the board?
No, there are some areas that are still, tearing it up, that their ratios are a little bit higher. In the examples I have, I did some home appreciation checks. There's some areas still growing at 6%, and there's some that are growing at 0.5%. So sometimes the area.
Right.
As they say, location, location, location. One of the other things that affects home appreciation is what's the house look like? What have you done to the house? If the house has stayed the same over the last 10, 15 years, it's not going to appreciate as well as somebody who might have upgraded the kitchen. But when you look at the general number across the entire state, the average appreciation in 2019 on a home was 4.29%, average. Some are higher, some are lower. So let's go back to that $400,000 house. If it's appreciating at 4.29%, that means you're going to make about $17,500 in appreciation in 1 year. So in that 3 years that you've made your payments on at 1909, you got over $50,000 in appreciation plus what you paid it down. Now all of a sudden you want to refinance, get a lower rate, and you're going to just escalate that. You're going to put yourself in a much better position. So that's why all these numbers are so important now with the appreciation up there. And I've talked on the show before. When a lender looks at your credit to determine what your rate's going to be, they have certain risk factors. One of them is loan to value. One of them is FICO score. When you get above an 80% loan to value, there's a thing called mortgage insurance. Most people have known about that. FHA has it. Well, if the home is appreciating as much and you're paying it down over the last couple years, if you did a loan that was 90, 95% before and you got mortgage insurance and a little bit higher rate, jumping into this, you're not only going to lower the payment 155, you could get rid of your mortgage insurance if you had it. Now all of a sudden you're saving $250 to $500 a month.
Right.
And it didn't cost you anything. It was simple. You didn't add any years to your mortgage. So when you look at the total cost of the loan, what is it? You're going to skip 1 or 2 months worth of payments. You're going to borrow real close to the same amount of money as you have, but that's less than what you had 3 years ago, and you're going to cut your payment $155 a month and get rid of mortgage insurance. So when people are talking, you really need to look at how that can all help you out and save you some money, because I believe it'll be here for a bit. I don't think tomorrow the rates are going to shoot back up.
Sure.
But it's something that over the next 30 to 60 days, as we get closer to the election, history has proved that rates will scoot up some before an election, and about a month prior to that, they'll sneak back down.
Gotcha.
They don't want to mess with that. I don't know how that matters, but they do.
Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you got any mortgage questions or questions for Kurt refinancing, give us a call, 303-477-5600. This is Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time.
D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rates continue to drop. Have you taken advantage, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where all of our loans come with lower fees and low rates. You deserve it. Call 720-895-0500, where we have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are locally owned and operated. We know Colorado, and we know how to help. Have you tried to get a loan and been treated just like another number? Transferred from one person to another? Vague answers? Feel like no one is listening? Take AIM, where what you want matters. Respect and straight answers. And all with the same person from start to finish. Call 720-895-0500. We're the home of one of the fastest growing loans in Colorado, the Asset Manager. More Coloradans are switching to this loan than any other. Why? It allows you to pay thousands less in interest, have lower payments, access your equity for 30 years, and own your home in half the time. Find out why it could work for you. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Call 720-895-0500 now and keep more of your money. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us today. Normally we have a lot of different guests in on these shows, but today we are going to talk about mortgages and Kurt's business, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number, 720-895-0500. Of course, always a free consultation with Kurt, but he'll be glad to meet with you, talk with you by phone, meet with you at the office, whatever, to see if they can be of help and answer your questions when it comes to refinancing and or just getting a new loan, whatever the case may be. But again, their number, 720-895-0500. Now, Kurt, talking about refinancing and, of course, all that, and even buying a home, we always talk about credit. There were some recent changes about FICO scores a little bit. Tell us about that.
About 2 years ago, FICO scores made a change that the American public didn't necessarily understand or weren't informed about. It's called trended data. When we look at credit reports now, it shows what your payment was each month for the last 24 months, what you made in payment, how your balances went up and down. So what they were looking at is how do you trend? And what the lenders do is they pay attention to you. Are you trending up? You're trending down. Are you consistently, let's say you have a balance of $4,000 on a card and the payment's $100 a month. Are you charging $100? Or you're charging 50 and spending and paying 100. They will, so they're trending on how you're doing that. Now, if all your credit's good and you're at a 750 credit score, that's not going to necessarily hurt you. But once you start to move, the way you trend on your payments is going to affect your score. The new change is they're now taking all of that into account. And like the article said that we talked about, if you've got a score that's 640 and below, and you're not paying attention to how you're trending on your cards. And I don't know how many times we've talked about the importance of credit cards.
Sure.
And what to do with them and how to keep the balances low. If you are not trending to keep your balances low on your cards, it's going to affect your score. And credit scores, 20 points here, 20 points there, can mean the difference between $4,000 and $8,000 in extra cost just to get the loan. Right. So those things are going to start to become important. This new program is not going to take effect until September. So I'm going to have another. Actually, I'm going to put a blog on my website about how to start paying attention to this so you can take advantage of it when it changes. They're estimating over 40% of the people, the credit score will go up because of the way they trend on their trended data, the way they're paying their bills, they're keeping their balances. And remember, there's a lot of different ways. It doesn't mean you always have to pay down your credit card to get your score up. I have a customer just the other day. All we did was raise his limit by 3,000, raised his credit score 27 points.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways of looking at how to do that. So it is something that you might want to do a little research on. You want to check on trended data and see how it applies. If you have any questions, you can always call me. And then I'm going to put something on our website here in about a week or two.
Sure. And real quick, just while we're on the credit side of it, bankruptcy or Chapter 13. So explain what's available for those people, you know, if they're involved in a current Chapter 13 or maybe they had a bankruptcy a couple of years ago.
If you're in a Chapter 13 and you've been in it for a year and making your payments, you can do a loan. As long as you're making payments on the 13, you're going to be fine. If you're in a chapter, have done a Chapter 7, that has to be discharged for 2 years before there's a lender out there that will actually do anything. You might find a lender that will say, yeah, we'll do it, but that's not a standard loan. You're going to pay a considerably higher rate to make that
right.
work. But in 99% of the cases, you've got to have at least 2 years outside of the bankruptcy. In some cases, you have to have 4 years outside of foreclosure. Foreclosures are actually sometimes worse than a bankruptcy. But at Chapter 13, I've actually had customers we've done loans for, and they've been in it for over a year. We were able to get it done. Mm-hmm. Court has to agree, but in most cases, that's not that difficult.
So a lot of times people feel like, you know, man, they hate to file a bankruptcy, but in a lot of people, oh, it's just the most horrible thing. But sometimes, man, due to medical bills.
Sometimes you got to cut your losses.
You know, and all the attorneys yep. we've talked to that handle bankruptcies, 99.9% of the people aren't people that are out, you know, buying 120-inch big screens and buying car. I mean, they just got into a mess with a job loss, medical deal, something like that. So what we're trying to say really is life is not over if you've had a bankruptcy, okay?
No.
You can get a car. I mean, most time you can get a car pretty quick because they know you can't file again for 10 years.
Credit cards. They want to give you a lot of credit cards after you have a bankruptcy.
Sure.
So, yeah. And we were talking earlier about, you know, the advantage of rates. With all of that in effect, that can help you because let's say on a guy that wants to refinance, that his home has gone down, you know, $15,000 in 3 years, and he's appreciated 50, you could take cash out of that loan, and you could turn around and pay off debt. So besides lowering your payment $155 a month, you could pull out. I did a little research on this, and the average consumer in Denver, this is the Denver Metro, the average credit card debt they carry is $6,167. I actually thought it would be higher than that. Because of the cost of living here. I thought that was pretty inexpensive. But that's the average credit card debt. That, with the current rates, that's $28 a month. So you could pay off that debt at $28 a month when you're probably paying $200 to $400 to cover that debt.
Right.
You've cut your payment $155. You just save $200 to $400, and it costs you $28 a month to do it. Remember, you didn't extend the term. Again, I keep coming back. That's why right now we're in one of those cycles that is a perfect time to refinance your home, to take advantage of the rates and to take advantage of the equity that you have. Because if it does flatten and it starts to depreciate, you're going to hurt yourself because you're not going to be able to get to it. So it is a very good time to be doing that.
Sure. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. If you got any kind of questions about refinancing and mortgages, whatever, now's the time to call 303-477-5600. And, you know, you bring up a real quick a thing on the credit cards, because if people don't sit down with someone like yourself, they're thinking, okay, man, I've got to pay $2,000 on this card, $3,000 on this card to try to get to these certain ratios instead of just a simple thing of calling.
Pick up the phone and call. You'd be surprised. Right now, they're more than willing to raise your limit because they think you're going to spend it.
Sure.
But it comes back to financial responsibility. If you've put yourself, or by accident life has happened and you're in this situation where your score's not where it wants to be and you're pressed, there's ways to get around it now. Don't think you're hopeless. I'm not a credit repair specialist. That's not what I do. All I have is 20 years of experience working with my credit card or credit company that I deal with that gives me credit bureaus, and he tells me what works, and I've shown it to people over the years. There's little simple things you can do to move your credit score 20, 30, 40 points, and that equals thousands of dollars on a mortgage or even on a car.
Right.
Difference between a 680 and a 660, if you're buying a car, it could be 2 or 3 points.
Well, sure.
That's a lot.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, you know, it's our dealer, and a lot of times they'll have deals 0% finance.
Right.
You know?
But you got to have a credit of here. So it just comes back to those things. It's really not that. Once you get your credit score there, it's really pretty simple to make your payments on time.
Right.
I mean, that's C spot run. You do that first.
Right.
Then after that, just pay attention to what's happening on your cards. You can have 3 cards. You can have 30 cards. It's not the amount you have. It's how you use those amounts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot of little things that come into play, and you're going to have to start paying more attention to it with what's changing in the summer.
Sure.
Because it can move your score too fast.
Right. Now, we've been talking about these rates kind of and all the things with refinancing. What about those looking to purchase a new home?
Well, with the rates going down, it's really for every 0.25% you drop in a rate, you're going to give yourself $15,000 more buying power. So if you're looking at a house that's, you know, just under $400,000 and you want to go to 415 or 420, if you can save a quarter or a half a point in a rate and you're going to get, let's say, under 3 or 3.25 versus 3.875, you've just given yourself the ability to make an offer on that home. So we're starting to see that. We're also, and especially because of the debt-to-income ratios that the lenders choose, there's this fine line that you have to be very careful. We're seeing a lot of what's really moving the needle in January is millennials. Millennials are actually starting to buy homes now instead of rent. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is it really gets kind of funny. And my realtors told me this. I wasn't seeing it as much as they were. The average rent in Denver for a two-bedroom is $1,811.
Wow.
For a two-bedroom. Okay, that's just average across the board. Okay, the average purchase price on a two-bedroom home is $393,000. So let's compare rent of $1,811 versus the purchase price. If you do a 97% loan-to-value, that means you're only bringing 3% down, almost your first in your security as if you're going to rent.
Sure.
And you go out and buy a $393,000 property. Your payment on that is going to come in at $1,838, and you own it, versus paying rent of $1,811 to rent it.
Wow.
Now, the advantage to that is you now get part of that 4.29% appreciation, mm-hmm. which is $17,000 a year. The other advantage of that is every time you make that $1,838 payment, you're paying it down over $700 because of the rate and the way things are right now. So you're making $700 here that you're not making when you rent, plus you're making 4% on the other side. So right now, that's one of the reasons the purchase market is so hot, is because millennials have actually said, wait a minute, I don't need to spend $1,800 to $2,000 I can own for that kind of money. And now it's mine. I can put a nail in the wall anywhere I want, or I can paint it.
Sure.
I can have parties and not worry about my neighbors. Well, depends on your neighbors. But
right, right. And, you know, I had Pam Meyer in here, with Denver Home Navigators that day, and she was saying sellers are motivated to sell, and they're seeing a little bit more negotiations.
You bring up a very good point. Even with appreciation up, almost every purchase that I see, there's more negotiation. The seller is willing to pay some of the closing costs. The seller's willing on the inspection to do more repairs to fix the house. If they haven't spent the money to upgrade it, they're much more negotiable. So it's actually turned from a seller's market to a 50-50, leaning a little bit more towards the buyers. And there are certain price ranges that are hotter than others, but the fact that you have a chance to have a conversation with the seller and they're not stuck on the price. Now, I'll take that back. On a real nice house in a real nice area, they're not going to negotiate.
Sure.
They're going to stand firm.
Right.
I have a customer the other day. He offered $10,000 over the asking price, and he lost it because of the area and how nice the house was. They had underpriced the house. So the other person paid $20,000 over the asking price.
Wow.
Now, they're willing to come up with extra $20,000 if the house doesn't appraise. They're okay with that.
Sure.
And they waived the inspection. They weren't worried about it because of all the work that had been done to the house.
Are you seeing appraisals overall come in fairly true, where that's not been a big deal?
Yeah, it's normally not. Sometimes I see an appraisal that I'll estimate a house at 420 and it comes in at 490. And I'm like, what sheet of paper did I look at? But it comes in at that figure. And all the research that I do, I can't find that number, but that's what's going on in that area. And then there's others. I've seen them come in, you know, $15,000, $20,000 less because I don't know the condition of the house.
Right.
To be able to determine what it is.
Sure.
Because if the condition's not there, if it needs new carpet, if the walls are pretty beat up, the overall condition of the house is going to affect the value.
Mm-hmm. Real quick before break, VA loans. I mean, we're talking about 3% down, all this stuff, but VA loans.
Nothing. Zero.
Yeah, man.
Zilch. Nothing down. I have several VA loans that I'm working right now. If you don't have a disability, in a VA loan, there's what's called an upfront funding fee. It can be 1.25%, it can be as much as 3%. They'll finance that into the loan. They'll do $400,000 plus the funding fee. If you have a disability, anything, even if it's paying you $10 a month for the military, you don't have to pay that fee. So they do 100%.
Wow.
And in most cases, you just negotiate the seller to pay the closing costs. And those are, again, VA is very tight. You cannot have a lot of closing costs. Seller pays the closing costs. You walk to the table with nothing.
Are you surprised sometimes, or I guess I should ask it this way, do you find sometimes people don't know that?
Veterans are rather, I am a veteran, I have three brothers that are veterans. It's surprising how much we don't necessarily believe it, or how much we really don't want to use that benefit. I've talked to veterans and they say, well, no, I'll just buy it the regular way. Why? Well, somebody told me it's tougher to get a VA loan. No, it's not. It's not. It's the best loan out. If you're a veteran, there is not a better loan for you than a VA loan.
Right.
It's the lowest rates. They're under 3% right now. They're outstanding with what's going on. So it's a great time as a veteran to get a loan. And if you want to refinance, you can refinance up to 100%. It's a wonderful loan. The only loan that comes close to that is USDA, and many people don't talk about that, but USDA allows you to go to 100%. No money down. And all it is that you're going to live in the outskirts. Well, what they used to think are the outskirts are now not the outskirts. You can go out to East Aurora, and some of that is USDA.
Sure.
You can go to Douglas County, and there's parts of it that are, USDA. So they'll do 100% financing for you. So there are programs out there that you can actually get into a house with very little money down.
Wow.
I mean, the market is really perfect. Mm-hmm. And all indications are we're going to stay this way all the way through the year. There's still people moving into Denver. The need is still here. They're still building houses. They can't match it. We're about 55,000 units short. That's the last number that I heard.
Sure. Well, I tell you, no matter what your timing is, maybe you're thinking you're not going to do something till a little later in the spring, summer, fall, end of the year, whatever. It is never too early to call Kurt and sit down with him, go through some of these things. He may show you where now is the right time, or if you've got some credit issues, he can help you work on those for a few months to get you ready to fit your timing. So give him a call, 720-895-0500. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service.
Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you need any help at all with mortgage, give Kurt and his team a call, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500, located right here in the Greenwood Village area, and promise you, Kurt and him will take wonderful care of you. So, Kurt, anything else on VA loans that we didn't hit?
No.
Except if you're a veteran and you don't have one.
If you own a home and you're a veteran, you need to, if you're paying over 3.25%, you probably need to talk to somebody about saving yourself some money. You can go shorter terms. You don't have to go 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be able to cut 5-10 years off your mortgage, lower your rate, and keep the same payment on the home faster. But yeah, at least do yourself a favor. And, you know, nothing against people that send you out mailers, but most of those don't live here.
Sure.
They don't understand Colorado. They don't know things. I get a lot of people that will get those. My customers, they'll call me and say, what is this? I said, you know, they're coming in at 2.25. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
If 2.25 was out there, don't you think everybody would be advertising it?
Sure.
They're not. But those are just, that happens sometimes. And they seem to be going after more veterans than anybody else with that idea.
Right.
Of those low rates.
Yeah. Now, no doubt, we are advertising here with Kurt,
correct,
for Kurt. All right, and so I'm not denying. We also like to bring a good form of education, though, with what we talk about. So my question to you is this. Do you hear some things on radio or see things on TV sometimes that on the surface are a little bit misleading?
Yes.
The other day I saw, I mean, you can tell me if true or false, and again, we're not cutting down anybody. I'm just trying to make you aware that things on the surface sometimes aren't everything they seem to be. One said, all of our mortgage lenders, I believe is the way they put it, you know, are salary based. Now, isn't everybody probably guaranteed some type of salary in every company because of minimum wage or what?
Yeah, correct. it's like a father saying to me, well, I make sure there's food on the table for my kid. Well, that's pretty normal. That's your job as a father. Salary-based loan officers is not uncommon. Very seldom is there somebody that's not salary-based, because that's the way the regulations are. If you are going to do loans, FHA requires that everybody is W-2'd. If you're W-2'd, that means you have to get paid minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado statutes require that if you're in the office more than 50% of the time, you have to get paid minimum wage. It's not an option. So you're salary-based at that. Now, I know several people that work for these different companies to talk about that. I know exactly what they're doing. But I'm not here to combat them on that. It's a form of advertising that they choose to do. They talk about different things on what they're doing that's different. I'm not. If somebody has a better program than I do, you know me well enough that I'm going to say go. Mm-hmm. And I have. There's somebody who called me up and said I get. I said take it, and run. It's great. I'm okay with that.
Right.
But not all of it is true.
And I think the cool part is with us, and I'll just say from my side as hosting a show and all. We don't really have to come up with angles to present something. It's just either the right deal for you,
or it isn't. I've learned that many, many years ago. If you just treat the people like you want to be treated, and be straight up with them, mm-hmm. be fair with them. You don't have to look over your shoulder and say, "Now, what did I say to that customer? What rate did I quote that customer? What did I tell them?" You don't have to do that.
Right.
You just tell it to them straight up front, and it works. That's going to be in any industry, though. I don't think, you know, years ago when they made us all become licensed in the 2008 meltdown, that cleared out many of the people in this industry that were doing a lot of stuff that was unethical. There's still some out there. You still got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
If it sounds too good to be true, pick up the phone, call somebody else, not necessarily a broker, but call somebody else, say, how does this make sense?
Yep.
Because in most cases, it might not be true.
Sure. Now, a lot of programs that we talk about is where maybe a homeowner wants to pull out some cash. But what if a homeowner doesn't want to take cash out? Are there any programs out there that really benefit those type of
companies? Actually, if you have an FHA loan, and many, like VA, many people, VA does the same thing. Many people don't understand what FHA or VA streamlines mean. They're one of the greatest hidden little loans out there. If you're not worried about cash, if you want to pull out cash, it might be better for you to go get a second mortgage for $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 and do a streamline on your loan. And the way the streamline works is, it's really unique. They don't require you have to have a credit report. They do not require an appraisal, and they don't require the amount of money you make as income. Your income does not become an issue in the loan.
Right.
All they have to do is prove that you have a job. Now, the reason for all of this is if you have an FHA loan, and let's say I got to go back to one thing. They have to, however we're going to do the loan, we have to lower your payment a minimum of 5%, or FHA or VA will not do it. So if you're paying $2,000, I got to lower your payment at least $100 a month.
Okay.
Well, with rates the way they are now, that's not tough. But those are the basic requirements. So let's say you're paying 3.5 on a FHA, and you've had that for 3 years.
Right.
You could streamline, go under 3%, and you're going to lower the payment by more than 5%. The other advantage to it is your loan amount cannot increase. So if your payoff is $385,000, that's going to be your new loan amount. So now remember, we got no appraisal. We got no income dollars-wise we have to check.
Right.
I got to save you at least 5%, and you're automatically refinancing, and you can miss 1 to 2 months' worth of payments. So everything about that whole loan doesn't move. You're just going to drop your payments. And there's a lot of people that are doing that, that should be doing that, that aren't. They think 3.5% is a good rate on a VA or an FHA, mm-hmm. and they think, well, I don't need to do anything. It costs me too much. On a streamline, it doesn't, because we're not going to raise your payoff.
Wow. And so the streamline normally means no appraisal?
No appraisal. And here's their thinking behind it. And actually, it's one of the few times I've seen lenders have some strong thinking. If you're making your payments on time now, you can't have a late in the last year. If you're making your payments on time now, FHA or VA already own the loan. The fact that you're going to refinance it doesn't change ownership, right? So they're already in. If the value went down, they're already upside down. They don't care. If you're already making the payments, apparently you're making enough money to make the payments. Sure. They don't care how much money you make. You could have been an IT specialist and decide now you want to go be a food service worker. They don't care. They don't care what the money is because you're making your payments on time.
Right.
You go work at a place that a marijuana store. They don't care.
Because it is frustrating sometimes to people when they've – they've been making payments, they're not behind on anything, and yet they maybe look at a house that's maybe a little above, but then they can't qualify, but they've never missed a payment. That is
that's
frustrating.
Right. It is frustrating. Yeah. I mean, we're all taught that if you do these things right, everything will it doesn't always work that way. There's a few more factors that come into play now because some people have taken advantage of those. Some people, there was an article in the paper just the other day, one of the biggest fraud things now is people making up companies that they work for to get W-2s, fake W-2s, and pay stubs to apply for loans. People will find out a way to cheat the system. So the banks have to be real careful on that.
Sure.
But an FHA or VA streamline is just, all you're going to do is just lower your payments. You're not going to raise your loan amount. It makes it real simple.
Right. Talk about a couple of loans here. Let's talk about first-time home buyers. What's some good things out there for first-time home buyers?
There's a program out there called Home Ready or Home Possible. And they actually have really good rates for conforming. The funny thing is they'll go to they'll be around 3.25% on a conforming loan at 97% loan to value. Because the risk is so high, that's unheard of. If I do a conventional, I'm going to be over 4 because of the risk. You're not bringing much money to the table. But these first-time home buyer programs, they're designed to get you into the home. So by you only bringing 3%, you get to buy a home at a low rate and have a low payment. And the one I talked about earlier on $393,000, that was exactly one of those, a first-time home buyer with only 3% down. And their payment was $1,838. That's because it works for a first-time home buyer. They're trying to help you along. There are some down payment assistance programs that are out there that they'll give you as much as $20,000, and if you stay in the house over 3 years, you don't have to pay it back.
Wow.
So, yeah, the whole goal is to get more people. We're still at a shortage of people owning homes. We need to the normal number that where the economy clicks really well is 67% to 68% of the population own a home. Right now, we're still at 64.
Sure.
So they still have these programs out, and with rates, they're pretty effective.
Right. You're listening to Special Edition of Your Money Matters. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of our favorite loans. The asset manager loan. Don't go anywhere. Again, if you've got any questions for Kurt, a few more minutes to call in. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills. On top of the physical pain you're in, Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
It's Pet Dental Health Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and they are celebrating oral health for pets all through the month of February. Free oral screens will be offered by their technicians in the lobby, and when your dog or cat receives a dental procedure, you'll be entered into their special dental health gift basket drawing. You'll earn reward points at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center when you download their free app. Hey, this is Scott Watley for Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and we've trusted our pets' care this great staff since 2003. Call today and schedule your pet for their dental care, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Check out their great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works.
Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. And it's always nice when Kurt does his own show. Normally, we have a lot of different guests in each week doing something usually with your money, sometimes some community things that are going on. But today, we are talking about mortgages. So, once again, if you've got any questions whatsoever, I promise you, this is a guy you can trust. This is a guy that will sit down with you, help you, and actually do what is best for you. 720-895-0500. And, Kurt, to close out here our last few minutes, this asset manager loan, we've been talking about it a long time, but I'm telling you, it's something that usually when you explain, people look at you like, how can that be? But it is a proven loan.
Proven since 1965 to work. And as we continue to talk about it, there are a lot more people that are starting to understand how it works. Because with the price of homes up and the amount of their payments and how interest rates are sucking up most of their income, even with the low rates, this loan even beats those. And one of the main reasons this loan works so well is it's a simple interest loan, not a compound interest loan. And the easiest concept to explain about that is if you have a $400,000 loan and your payment's $2,000, when you make it next month, it's $2,000 on a normal loan. Mm-hmm. Well, with this loan, if you're depositing your money in the bank, you're all of it goes to principal. What they do is they attach a checking account to the mortgage. So every dollar you put in the checking account goes to principal. It never goes to interest. Now, you can take it back out, but while it's sitting there, it's driving your payoff down. And here's where the simple interest portion comes into play. As your payoff goes down, your payment goes down. So if you put in $2,000 and it drops your payment, let's say $50 a month, well, next month the payment's only $1,950, but you still put in $2,000. So it's, and then the month after that, it grows again.
Right.
Simply because it's simple interest, and they're charging you payment on what your average daily balance is, unlike compound interest, where they just reamortize the loan at the end of every year, you will end up paying about 40 to 60% less in interest. And because you do that, you own your home faster. You're making your lazy money go to work instead of sitting at the bank paying the interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the basic portion of it on how that works. There are so many other factors into it. What I tell most people, it's got four items to it. It's a 30-year mortgage. It's a checking account attached to that mortgage. It has a savings account function that's also attached to that mortgage. And it's a home equity line of credit. So when you start thinking about it, when you put in, let's say you deposit, your average deposit is $6,000 a month. It basically is paying you the same rate on that $6,000 as you're paying on the mortgage. So let's say the rate's 5%. You're now making 5% on your money every day it sits there. It takes that and applies it to your principal, drives your payoff down, which does what? Drives your payment down. And as your payment and your payoff is going down, one other thing that many people are very surprised to see when I show them in the spreadsheet, you're driving your interest rate down.
Right.
Because the less interest you pay the bank, the lower the rate. So as it goes along, you end up paying rates in the twos and low threes to own your home versus 3.5 to 5.
Sure.
And then the last portion of it that really kicks in, I call it becoming mortgage safe. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one person ever to foreclose with the asset manager mortgage. One. And the reason is because you can tap your equity when you need it.
Right.
My neighbor was unemployed for 18 months in 2008. Market crashed. Home values went down. She had equity in her house. She wasn't bringing money in. She worked for Oppenheimer. She was able to make her mortgage payment, whatever it was, her car payments, her food, her groceries, everything she needed, still send her kid to high school, and she wasn't working. She did that for 18 months. So she couldn't lose her home. When she got a job back, she started pouring money back into it. Yeah,
did paying it off in 17 years now go to 20 years? Yeah. Sure. But she still kept her house.
She still got a house. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she didn't affect her credit score that takes years to fix. So you become mortgage safe with this loan. The HELOC portion of this is good for 30 years. So after you've paid it off, if you want to keep it open for $60 a year, you can have access to your home. And if you originally got a $400,000 loan, you now got a $400,000 line of credit. Wow. And you don't have to reapply. Mm-hmm. You want to do a home improvement? Write a check. You want to take care of medical expenses we talked about earlier? Sure. Write a check. You guys, the owners of the home, get to make the decision to what to do with the money with never coming back to see me.
Right.
You don't need to come get cash out, refinance to lower your rate. You've got everything set for you. It's already built in.
Right. And we've talked about this before, but I think it's a huge point, is you don't have to change really any of your spending habits. I mean, keep your money in there, and then what's the ideal date? Around the 25th, pay out your bills?
21st of the month is when they make when they take the mortgage payment.
Yeah, so pay out your bills normally then, and then do it again the next month, and, I mean, everything's cool.
You bring up a good point. You don't have to change one penny of your spending habits. Not one.
Hmm.
Most people don't believe it. I have a spreadsheet. If you're interested, you give me a call. I'll go through the spreadsheet. Let you plug in the numbers, you'll see exactly how it works. If it doesn't work, it's not for everybody. Sure. If you're not financially disciplined, this is not your loan.
But we know financial planner very well that actually is introducing it to some clients now.
Yeah, and they are saving. One guy saved $1,700 a month, and he's paying off his home in 17 years instead of 30.
Absolutely.
Works well.
That's a good day. All right, we've given a lot of information, so your disclosure, sir.
I have a few disclosures today. We are regulated by DORA. We are an equal credit lender. My NMLS is 298191. When I talked about FHA loans, I was using a FICO score of 660 with a loan-to-value of 96.5% and a debt-to-income ratio of 55% with an APR of 3.498. When I mentioned conventional loans at 3.25, I was talking about an APR of 3.292. with a debt-to-income ratio of 49%, with a FICO score of 740, and a loan-to-value of 97%. My phone number is 720-895-0500, and our address is 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado.
All right. We covered just about everything, but also reverse mortgages are also available with affordable interest mortgage. Call Steve Hurley over there as well if you'd like more information on those. Kurt, great information. Thank you, sir.
You betcha, sir.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and this special edition of Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Stay warm. Don't go anywhere. Leave you right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.